And so what's really going on here? How is this all working? The prices are all over the map. You do a quick Google search, you'll find out Chicago, as we just said, over $4 a gallon. Salt Lake City, they're at $3.50 a gallon. The forces behind these regional differences range from the cost of real estate, as Samer was saying, to state taxes, to the formula that a station sells. Robert Pindyke, you there?
I'm right here.
Lots of nuances. You're a professor of economics and finance at MIT's Sloan School of Business. What is going on here?
It's very simple what's going on, and that is that the price of crude oil has gone way up. The price of crude oil has more than doubled over the last year, and crude oil is about three-quarters or more than three-quarters of the cost of producing gasoline. We use crude oil to make gasoline, to make heating oil, to make kerosene, jet fuel, and when crude oil becomes more expensive, gasoline becomes more expensive. It's that simple.
And it's skyrocketing, and you say at the end of the day, the only way to force those prices down is for us Americans to use less oil.
Well, if first of all, the price of oil is determined not just by what Americans do, it's determined in the world, by the world market. Oil, crude oil, is bought and sold in a world market. So it depends on everybody's use of oil. One of the reasons why crude oil prices have become so high is that there's been a very, very large increase in demand from China, from India, from other Asian countries. And those increases in demand have not been matched by increases in supply. Supply has been pretty stagnant.
Well, I wonder what you make, then, of the big story in the Financial Times yesterday, which comes out of the Department of Energy, which suggests that a 30-year trend of rising U.S. foreign oil dependency is actually reversing because of this skyrocketing price of oil, yet it hasn't really affected the price. The U.S. foreign oil dependency is expected to fall from 60% to 50% by 2015. That's an amazing reversal.
It's actually not that big a change because you have to remember oil dependency in this country went from about 30 or 40% up to 60% over 20 years. And it's falling because, sure, when prices are very high, people will come back, will cut back on their oil consumption. One of the interesting things about gasoline is that gasoline prices actually, the surprise is not that they're as high as they are, but that they're not higher. We would have expected gasoline prices to be much higher today, and the reason is that oil prices have increased so much, as I said, they've doubled. Gasoline prices have only increased over by about 40 or 50%. We would have expected them to increase a lot more, and they may yet increase more over the summer. But one of the reasons why gasoline prices have not increased that much more is because consumers are cutting back on gasoline use more than we expected. So
demand is having an impact and price is having an impact on demand, which I guess is sort of good news as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. People, the consumer does have a little bit of power here.
Yeah, more than we expected. So consumers are cutting back. They're using less gas. Gasoline consumption just in the last few months has dropped about 5%.
Just very quickly, we're asking folks, when gas hits $5 a gallon, I will stop doing blank. What are you going to stop doing?
Professor. What am I going to stop doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. But some people will. I mean, some people will drive less or decide not to go on a car trip that they would have taken. And certainly what's going to happen is that when people buy new cars, there's going to be a shift towards smaller and more fuel-efficient cars.
All you MIT guys in Cambridge walk everywhere anyway, right? Or ride bikes.
True. Yeah, there's no place to drive.
Robert Pindyke, professor of economics and finance at MIT Sloan School of Management. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Well, that's an interesting sort of big picture view of gas prices should be higher.
$130 a barrel.
So be satisfied. Our takeaway question is, what do you stop doing when gas prices reach $5? Fill in the blank. Keep your responses coming to mytake at thetakeaway.org or that's 877-8-MY-TAKE to call in your response.
And just one quick note. Earlier this week, I spoke with director Pervez Sharma about his documentary, A Jihad for Love. That conversation is continuing at thetakeaway.org. We're taking your questions for the director all this week.
And of course, you can respond to anything on The Takeaway. Just to go to thetakeaway.org and leave your responses. We read them on the air, and it's a conversation for all of us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
wherever you get your podcasts.